Good morning. The time is 11:34 a.m. I am Razor.
And I'm Elizabeth Rose, reporting live from the KVPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025. Governor Tina Kotek has issued an executive order that gives Oregon's 197 public school districts until October 31st to come up with a policy that prohibits cell phone use for the entire school day, says Oregon Live. That means no phones, even during flex, passing periods, and lunchtime, which is a big shift for many Oregon high schoolers. Kotek's order makes Oregon the 27th state to regulate the use of phones and electronics during the school day. This is a movement spurred by widespread concern over both academic distractions and mental health impacts of social media on teenage brains. While most are supportive of the ban, many are also concerned about the potential cost. The executive order requires a blanket ban on device use during school hours, but does not specify how and where students will have to store their devices during the school day, leaving it up to the individual districts to decide whether to purchase lockable pouches like Yonder pouches for the mobile phones and smartwatches, or to require students to keep them in their lockers, cars, or at home, or to come up with another solution entirely.
This Saturday, July 11th, the Stoller Family Estate will host its annual Egg Fest, a sizzling celebration of culinary creativity. 12 talented chefs will be firing up their grills and showcasing their best egg-centric dishes, all cooked on the iconic Big Green Egg, says Coyne. From savory to sweet, expect an egg extravaganza of flavor, technique, and live demonstrations. Whether you're a foodie, a grill enthusiast, or just looking for a fun time and fun outing, Egg Fest promises something for everyone.
This summer, Portland Parks and Rec is hosting a lot of free and fun summer events. Free Lunch and Play provides youth under 18 with free lunch and has games and crafts from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at over 20 parks around Portland. The parks also host a number of fun cultural events, and here are some of them. Rose City Rollers Skate Mobile will be at Columbia Park from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. this coming Wednesday, July 9th. Skate Mobile offers free skate and gear rentals for park goers. All you need to bring are socks. This Thursday, July 10th at 6:30 p.m., Son de Cuba will be playing a concert at the Mount Tabor Park Amphitheater. Later that same evening, Elizabeth Caruthers Park is hosting a movie night. They will be playing Guardians of the Galaxy at dusk, though the event starts at 7:30 p.m. For fans of blues, R&B, and soul, the Norman Sylvester Band featuring Leanne Miller will be playing on Friday, July 11th at Jameson Square Park at 6:30. At 7:30 this Friday, you can watch The Sandlot at Overlook Park. This weekend, Ventura Park will be hosting the East Portland Summer Arts Festival at 6 o'clock p.m. both days. Saturday, they will have rock and mariachi band performances by Edna Vasquez, Best of Both Worlds. And Sunday will have drums, dance, and musical storytelling by Portland Tycho and Friends. All these events are free for all, and in my personal opinion, I've always had a ton of fun with the Free Lunch and Play and Summer Free for All. You can find more information at portland.gov.
Bringing lively 80s energy throughout the empty halls of Lloyd Center, the Food Court 5000 is a woman-led workout group, all dressed in 80s attire and blasting 80s pop hits out of a Bluetooth speaker. Oregon Live reports as the mall enjoyers were bewildered, they would strike a pose, wave, and even dance when they had the chance. On average, the Food Court 5000 covers about 3.5 miles in under 2 hours. Their website states, quote, "Part workout, part performing arts. All around great excuse to take over shopping malls in the name of nostalgia and movement." End quote. Lloyd Center definitely needs the energy.
That sounds so fun.
It does. This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I am Razor.
And I'm Elizabeth Rose. And we will be back with the weather right after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice.
Most people get jobs because they have connections. They know people, who know of job openings. Networking is basically talking to anyone about helping you find a job or an internship. So how do you network? Connect with everyone you know and meet, including friends, family, teachers, neighbors, anyone you can think of. The more people you talk to, the more you network. Be appreciative when someone helps you. Send thank you notes and follow-up letters after meeting with someone. Follow these networking tips and your job search will be more successful.
Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital. Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is sunny with a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies with an overnight low of 59 degrees. Tomorrow, it's looking sunny once again with a high of 88 degrees. Right now, it's clear and 72 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear weather and 75 degrees in Hillsborough. And it's currently clear and 72 degrees in the Rose City. Up next, we have Japanese Denim by Daniel Caesar.